Latinos could be crucial in deciding swing states like Nevada, where former Vice President Biden leads by only 6 points, and where 20% of the electorate is Latino. But as you heard Geraldo Cadava say, neither party has done a particularly good job reaching out to Latinos. Let's check in now with Maria Nieto Horta. She's the Nevada State Coordinator for Mi Familia Vota, an organization that goes door to door to get people registered to vote and learn about the issues. Welcome to Here and Now.
Hi, Tanya. Thank you so much for inviting and for having me.
Absolutely. So you've been going door to door as well as to local grocery stores in predominantly Latino neighborhoods to inform people about the upcoming election and register them to vote. As you've done this, what have you found in terms of how motivated people are to vote and how prepared they are for this election?
Yeah, they definitely want answers. And like during the pandemic, people thought that we didn't have an election anymore because they didn't see us outside of grocery stores and like in Latino neighborhoods. It was definitely a difficult decision to make to return back to the field. But the community does need us. And I firmly believe that as long as we're practicing social distancing, as long as we're being careful, we can both be safe and healthy and also ensure that the Latinx community is educated on what is going to be happening, but also mobilized and empowered. I think that that's the biggest part is empowerment. If people feel like their vote doesn't matter, they feel like their activism doesn't matter, then they won't do it. They won't participate. And that will be like the biggest downfall.
This year, as you know all too well, it's been really difficult, especially in Las Vegas, where at one point during the pandemic, when the city shut down back in April, 1 in 3 people in the city were unemployed. I imagine this is a top issue for voters you are engaging with. But what are you hearing about the major issues impacting how they vote?
Unemployment is one of the biggest issues for sure. Definitely COVID. So like everything that has to do with health. If they get sick, like they're going to have to be unemployed and everything just ties together. And that also playing a part, like immigration is also a huge aspect. Like immigrants don't feel comfortable just, you know, going to the doctor or asking for help. And I think that that is like the biggest thing in the Latinx community is we can't assume that the Latinx community just focuses on one issue when every issue crosses with each other.
Maria, you're also a DACA recipient, which gives you resident status, but it also means that you don't have the right to vote. Why do you still care so much about getting folks to vote and doing the work that you're doing?
Yeah, when the previous election happened, I was scared to get involved, but I was more worried to out myself as a DACA recipient, to out myself as someone that is undocumented. And it was in feeling empowered by myself, by my mentors, that I was like, you know, I can't vote, but I can still get people out to vote. I can still talk about my story. I can still talk about the way that politics affects me. I do care a lot about getting out the vote because I believe that everyone, regardless of socioeconomic status or legal status, like we all deserve someone who will look out for everybody that's currently in the country.
That's Maria Nieto Horta, the Nevada State Coordinator for Mi Familia Vota. Maria, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.